Act 5, Tragedy.
Balthazar informs Romeo about Juliet's death. Romeo thinks she's really dead because he hasn't received any letter from Friar Lawrence. He is desperate.
I'm really sorry about this terrible news.
Don't worry. You've done your job. Tonight we'll be back in Verona. My dear Juliet, tonight I'll rest next to you. This way we'll always be close to each other. Death is my only salvation. Poison. I need some poison. What death will be better than a death by poison?
Romeo decides to buy a vial of poison on his way back to Verona. While Friar Lawrence is waiting in vain for Romeo, he receives the unexpected visit of Friar John. The guards have finally let him go.
Why are you here? Didn't you take the letter to Romeo?
No, I couldn't. The guards stopped me and I couldn't leave. That's why I'm here. I thought I'd better tell you.
Good heavens. Well, okay, thank you. I must go. Sorry. Bye. I must run to the crypt. Juliet is going to wake up in a couple of hours, and I have to be there. I'll help Juliet escape from the cemetery. I'll hide her in my cell, and then I'll write Romeo another letter.
In the meantime, Romeo has arrived in Verona.
Please help me find the Capulet's crypt, and then tomorrow morning, give this letter to my father.
There it is, Romeo. That's the Capulet's crypt.
Thank you, dear friend. Now you can go. Leave me alone.
From another path, Count Paris and his page arrive with a big bunch of flowers.
You! Hide behind those bushes and let me know if someone comes.
Of course, sir.
Juliet, oh my dear love, I want to see you one more time and cover your bed with these wonderful flowers.
Sir, someone's coming.
Yes, I can see him. It's Romeo. But what is he doing here in Verona? He has broken the law. I'll arrest him. You coward! You criminal! I arrest you in the name of a prince! Be careful, man. Don't provoke me. Go away and leave me alone. I'll challenge your anger and I'll arrest you. If you have mercy, please enter the crypt and lay me next to my Juliet. But who are you, man? Oh my God! Count Paris! A relative of my best friend Mercutio! Yes, I remember something about a marriage between him and Juliet. Did he tell me, or was it a dream? I'm becoming mad. Come, young and lucky man like me. I'll bring your body into the crypt with me, and I'll fulfill your last wish. Don't worry. I'll lay you next to Tybalt and Juliet. Oh, Juliet, you're still so beautiful. Your lips and your cheeks are still red. Your beauty makes this night of death look bright. Here, next to you, in this darkness, I choose my eternal rest. My eyes look at you for the last time. My arms hold you just one more time. My lips kiss yours before death takes me away from you forever. This is for you, my love. I drink it for you. I hope this poison will kill me quickly. This way, with a kiss, I die.
Meanwhile...
Who's there?
It's Balthazar.
Where have you come from?
From the Capulet's crypt.
Have you got any news of Romeo?
He's there, in the crypt.
Quick, take me there, please.
No, I can't. Romeo ordered me to leave him alone.
Okay, stay here then. I'll go on my own. I'm really worried. I fear another disaster. Oh my. There's some blood. Romeo! Romeo! Who's here? Oh, my God. It's Count Paris. And here? Oh, no. It's Romeo. Poor Romeo. Juliet! She's waking up.
Friar Lawrence, thank God you're here. Where's my groom? Why isn't he with you?
Listen, Juliet. We must leave the crypt now. I'm sorry, but Romeo's dead. We'll talk later, but now, come. I'll find you a safe place in a nunnery.
Go then, I'll stay. Romeo, Romeo! His lips are still warm. Maybe there are still some drops of poison on them. I want to kiss them and find death.
Juliet kisses Romeo to steal some last drops of poison from his lips, but there's none left.
I can hear some people coming. Quick, quick, I must die.
Some guards arrive.
Guards, search every corner of a cemetery, check inside the crypt and arrest everyone you see.
Look, this friar wanted to escape. He's crying and sighing.
Arrest and watch him till the prince arrives.
We've found Romeo's page near the gate of the cemetery.
Watch him.
Oh my God. Count Paris and Juliet are dead on the floor. Call the prince.
Run, quick. What a tragedy. Call the Montagues and the Capulets too. Run!
Sometime later, the prince, the Montagues and the Capulets enter the crypt. Friar Lawrence starts telling everyone the events that have brought the two young lovers to their tragic death.
I secretly married Romeo and Juliet. I hoped their union could bring peace between the Capulets and the Montagues. If I'm guilty in this disaster, I'm ready to go to prison. We consider you a holy man, and we know you're telling the truth. This letter Romeo sent to his father before dying confirms your version of the story. Where are these enemies? Montagues? Capulets? A terrible punishment has fallen on your families. Your hate has brought your children to death. Fate has taken from you the joy that harmony could give everyone. You're right, Prince. Now, Lord Montague, give me your hand, and, in the name of Juliet and Romeo, I say there will always be peace between us.
Peace, in the name of our children.
Finally, I think you will never hear a sadder story than that of Juliet and her Romeo.